After being rescued from the river, Sonny and Buddy returned to the house car with their dad and Betty. The sheriff remained at the river to look for more clues on the houseboat. But his plans must have gone wrong, for when Charcoal went back to get him, the sheriff was nowhere to be found. The houseboat was also missing. But Doc has assured Sonny and Buddy that their old friend is perfectly capable of taking care of himself, and has persuaded the boys to go on with the show. As our scene opens now, we find Doc just making his opening announcement, and we're just in time for the show.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is just what this medicine will do for you. Cough, cold, cramps, or cholera, it's all the same to Dr. Legree's Tonic and Dora. But it's time now for music and laughter. And Sambo starts the music with a question. What's the reason I'm not pleasing you?
Why don't we get along? Everything I do is wrong. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. I may kiss you, but then you don't say kiss me again. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. If you must keep me in doubt, how will I know what to do? You can change me about, I'll be all you want me to. So I try and I try, till I'm never satisfied. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you.
Show is hot tonight, ain't it, Sambo?
Well, it's just a little warm, but boy, if you want to see weather what is hot, you want to go to the Imperial Valley in California. Why, I was in El Centro once when it burned the wings right off the fly.
All in there, boy, you ain't even been where it's warm. Well, I remember the time right here in Texas when we had to fish the hen ice cream to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs.
Boy, that's almost as hot as it was when our house caught on fire.
Well, I didn't know your house caught on fire, Sambo. Did it burn up?
No, it burnt down. Boy, that sure was a terrible fire. Mm. It burnt the bed and the chairs and the tables and the rugs. In fact, it burnt everything in the house except the piano.
Well, how come the piano didn't burn up, too?
We didn't have none. Oh, you And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have got a treat coming to you right now. Because Raptors is going to sing Love Passes By. Give it to him, Raptors.
Suddenly the heavens cleared. Stars are twinkling in the sky. When the shadows disappear, you know love is passing by. Let your eager heart embrace it. When it's gone, you can't replace it. Just the pressure of a hand tells you more than words reveal. Something makes you understand. It is different, it is real. Love may come but once, so don't deny it. Take your love before love passes by. Take your love before love passes.
And that concludes our our performance tonight, folks, unless you want to buy a bottle of my tonic and donut. Remember, it's good for man or beast.
Listen here, Mr. Medicine Man. Did you all say that medicine was good for man and beast?
Yes, ma'am. Good for man and beast.
Well, give me a bottle of it, please, sir, then. Because that's just the combination I need for my husband.
Well, here you are. And $1, please. Who's next now, folks?
Buddy, do you think Dad let us go out and help look for the sheriff?
I'm afraid not. Dad says we've been in enough tight places. And he's not going to let us get mixed up with these counterfeiters.
Well, when you come to think of it, we have had some narrow escapes.
Yeah, and most of those narrow escapes happened when we were trying to help the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how you were shot in the shoulder when we were trying to point out the smuggler's cabin to the sheriff?
Mm, yeah, and how that same smuggler choked you when we identified him in the jail.
I hope to tell you I remember that. Nope, you can't blame Dad for not wanting us to take any more chances. But no fooling, Sonny. I am worried about the sheriff.
What's that you're worried about, boys?
The sheriff. You know, Dad, if he was on that houseboat and it went over the fall, well, he may be out there badly hurt and calling for help with no one to hear him or to help him.
That's right, Dad. Don't you think you ought to tell the police and have them go out and search for him?
Well, the sheriff knows how to take care of himself. He's used to these things. But anyway, we'll notify the police that he's missing. But remember this, boys. We don't want to get mixed up with these counterfeiters.
Well, Dad, I think we ought to turn this counterfeit money over to the police, too, so they can do some work on the case.
Oh, pardon me. What was that little fellow said about counterfeit money?
Well, why are you interested in what my son was saying?
Well, perhaps it would be better if we introduced ourselves. This is Mr. Whittier. My name is Griffin. We're government detectives.
Oh, Secret Service men.
Exactly. A little while ago, we overheard that colored man of yours, Charcoal, say that two little boys had found some counterfeit money. And fortunately, we were just passing here when your little son mentioned the money again to you.
Yes, he was just suggesting that I turn it over to the police.
Well, now, that's a mighty fine spirit, young man. You want to help the government in locating criminals? Now you boys can do a real service. If your father will allow you to help.
Why, certainly. We'll be glad to do anything we can.
All right. We'd like the boys to go with us to the point out the place where they found this imitation money.
We can't do that, mister. You see, we found the money on a houseboat, and Choco went out there last night, and the boat was gone.
And besides that, gentlemen, I wouldn't want my boys to go on such a dangerous mission. Why, you may run into these counterfeiters, and that would be a gun battle. No, anything in reason. But I couldn't let my boys take a chance like that.
Oh, there's nothing like that. We're not going to attempt an arrest today. We simply want to learn the location of the gang's headquarters. We've been trying to round up these counterfeiters for years, and this is our first real chance to catch them. I promise you, we won't let the boys take any risk.
Oh, well, if it's just a question of the boys riding out with you and showing you where they found the boat, that would be all right.
Well, thank you very much. Now, boys, get in our car here with Mr. Whittier.
All right. Shall we sit in the back seat or up in the front?
Oh, just sit in the back. That's right. Now, about how far is this place?
Oh, it's just a few miles down the river road.
Well, I'll ask you gentlemen to bring Sonny and Buddy back just as quickly as you can.
We'll take good care of the boys. Don't you worry. And thank you again for your help.
Bye, Dad. We'll hurry back as soon as we can. Boy, this is some car, isn't it, buddy?
I'll say.
Have you boys told anyone else about finding this counterfeit money?
Well, no one except our family and Charcoal and the sheriff.
Sheriff? What sheriff?
Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom.
Oh, Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom, eh? Well, do you know where this sheriff is now?
No, sir. We left him out at the river, and he said he was going to search for war clues.
But when Charco went out there to get the sheriff, he said he couldn't find him anywhere. And the houseboat was gone, too.
Yeah, and we were just getting ready to tell the police when you came along.
Well, we were just in time, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Oh, all right, boys. This is where we get out. Come on.
Oh, no, sir. You're wrong. This isn't where we found the money.
No. Well, this is where they'll find you if you're lucky. Come on, Joe. Grab the other kid. I'll take this one.
What do you mean? I thought you brought us out here to show you the houseboat where the money was hidden.
Yeah? Well, what you thought don't matter. Come on, give me that counterfeit half dollars and quarters. Hurry up!
Is
that all you got?
Yes, sir. That's all.
Well, I'll just search it to make sure. Go through that other kid's pocket. See if he's got any more of our pretty little coins.
Your pretty little coins? Then you're not government detectives. You're the men who made this imitation money.
You're the counterfeiter.
Well, ain't you smart? If you hadn't been such dumb little eggs, you'd have known that a long time ago. Now I think I'd let you join your friend, the sheriff.
The sheriff? Do you know where he is?
I think we do. We caught him snooping around the houseboat looking for more of our money. So we had just tied him up and left him on the boat.
Well, where is the boat?
Well, the last time I saw it, was slipping over the waterfalls. Come on, Joe. We'll take these two little meddlers down the river and decide what's best to do to them.
No, you get away from me. You let us go.
You'd better not harm us.
Bite him, buddy. Kick him. Make him turn you loose.
And then we'll see if we can't find a nice big log to tie your boys on and to give you a little trip over the waterfall.
And just think, we've got to wait until our next episode to learn what the counterfeiters do with Sonny and Buddy. It begins to look as if our little friends will have more trouble in getting out of this trap than they have ever had in all their other experiences.